Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers, guests, and hi to all of those who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 10th of July, and it is fresh after last night's shower and morning drizzle here in Orville on pleasant 27 degrees Celsius. Weathercast for today is a thick cloud over and considerable cloudiness over the night, with the temperatures ranging between low of 26 to high of 34, with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. We can expect winds from west with 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 19 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 6, which is high, but is getting much better than a month before. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 95%. On Saturday morning, a full moon occurs with the Cancer Sun in opposition to the moon in Capricorn. The full moon is a time of culmination and the promise of fulfillment of that which was started at the new moon. It is an emotional time, a time of romance, fertilization and relationships. The Capricorn full moon on July 12th is a supermoon. This means the full moon is closest to the Earth and in direct alignment with the Sun and the Earth. This makes the full moon extra intense and potent. The Cancer-Capricorn polarity concerns the balance between the private life, domesticity, the need for a home base, a nurturance represented by Cancer versus the public life, career, reputation and accountability represented by Capricorn. Attachments and love are ruled by Cancer, while achievements and rewards, punishment are ruled by Capricorn. In some ways, this polarity deals with the balance between unconditional love and conditional love. Today at 4:30 PM at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, third informal invitation for meeting regarding new steps toward working committee will occur. And of course, you are all welcome. With love for Toshi Malik on her onward journey, let us gather under the banyan tree tomorrow, Friday 11th at 5:30 PM. Community is invited to Amphitheatre Matrimadir on Saturday 12th of July from 6:30 to 7:15 for a musical meditation for the full moonrise with Western classical music, recorded music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Access is only from office gate. On Saturday between 5 to 6 p.m. we can participate at Satsang at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone and everyone is welcome. Repo Beach management team informs us that Repo Beach reopens and they are inviting us on Sunday 13 between 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. to come to join the party. To mark the day, there will be a number of events from photo exhibition, beach volleyball tournament, and a small inauguration party in the evening. As Repo Beach is a victim of natural, man-made disasters since years, they will profit from this occasion to raise the awareness about the protection of the beach. The main aim of the photo exhibition is to show the gradual degeneration of the beach from its glorious past to its oblivion and the effort of reconstruction till date. There will be also a nice kitchen to receive all of you and entertain with its finger-licking food. They're asking us to come so that we can all work together and save our beloved place. On Saturday at 11:30 a.m. at Kripa in Culture and Zone, Satish and his group will give hip-hop dance presentation for children. On July 18 at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, community is invited by Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture in International Zone at the occasion of Nelson Mandela Day, where they would be screening A Long Walk to Freedom. The film would be followed by Pani Chow Dinner, authentic South African street food, and a charming yet delectable and true symbol of the historic bond between South Africa and India. The film, which celebrates Nelson Mandela's extraordinary life journey from his childhood in a rural village through his selection as president of South Africa, is an inspirational film which will motivate people to make a difference in the lives of the less fortunate. The motto of Mandela Day is take action, inspire change, and make every day a Mandela Day. On the same day, in South Africa, the World Vision Entertainment and the Nelson Mandela Foundation and Star Kirikor have teamed up to celebrate Mandiba by making available the film Mandela Long Walk to Freedom to the public at no cost. The screening will take place on July 18, Friday, which is the same day as we will do it here in Unity Pavilion. And at the same day, Friday 18 at 7:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we are invited to a musical journey with Ashaman, Shakti, Vera, Svaha, Francois, and Suresh. And we will travel from snowy Russia to the sweltering Amazon via Ukraine, France, Turkey, and Spain. At Savitri Bhavan on Sunday, July 20th at 3:30 to 5 p.m., we will be remembering Professor Arabindu Basu. and following are some announcements. Free Store is opening its doors on Wednesday, 16th of July, and we are invited for a cup of tea and snacks at 10:30 a.m. The opening timings will continue as usual, which means from Monday to Saturday from 9 to 12:30 and Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. London Distribution got new timings, which is Tuesday and Thursday between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and between 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Wednesday, Friday and Saturday between 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. From Savitri Bhavan comes an information and invitation for all students and teachers, as they are saying that they have received from Sri Kira Joshi, Mother's Institute of Research in Delhi, 60 books on different subjects for free. For instance, A Pilgrim's Quest for the Highest and the Best, A Journey to the Theme of Manifestation of Supramental Consciousness in Matter. These books are available for us with Ganga Lakshmi at Savitri Bhavan every afternoon from Monday to Saturday. And something about Buddy Volunteers. Unlimited Tamil Nadu is a social entrepreneurship incubator working from Oroville. They invite long-term volunteers, interns for a period of 6 months or more with a passion for social development to join them as a buddy for the startups as they support inside Oroville and in the rest of the state. Buddies are the point of contact between Unlimited Tamil Nadu and the social entrepreneurs participating in their one-year incubation program. Role of the buddies will be to assist in networking, business model, canvas design, strategy, finance and coaching. Buddies will be mentored and provided with the training to carry out those roles. They're asking you to apply by contacting HR at unlimitedtamilnadu.org. And Raju is willing to give us some salsa classes, and there will happen intermediate class at Kripa on Wednesday at 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. and the beginner's class and New Creation Dance Studio on Thursday between 7 to 8 p.m. And ACT says that after a lengthy and patient process with the road authorities, they have now succeeded to transfer one of the buses from TN registration to Pondi registration. So when they solve that, the ACT now can resume the early morning service to Pondi, starting from transport service at Certitude Corner at 7:45 a.m. from 14th of July, and ACT timetable resumes as it was since January 2014. Tomorrow at Bharat News Auditorium at 7:45 PM are hosting special film program in collaboration with the Italian Pavilion of Oroville and the Rome Independent Film Festival in the presence of its director Fabrizio Ferrari. A selection of Italian short films made in 2013 and introduction by Fabrizio Ferrari. We will see Outsider made in Italy in 2013, documentary by Lorenzo Marinelli, Parallelo made in 2013 by David Da Porto, Anna Cheto made in by Nesto Del Gheso, La Stanza, made by Massimiliano Battiella, La Impressa, made by Davide Labanti, and Sassy Wood, made by Antonio Adrisani and Vito Cea. An Eco Film Club in Sadano Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. they will screen Damnation, made in 2013, and directed by Ken Knight and Travis Rommel. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a French comedy drama, Chinese Puzzle, made in France in 2013 by director Cedric Clapiche. On Saturday, they will screen an international comedy drama, West is West, made in UK in 2011 by director Andy DeAmoni. At Children Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., Adventures of Tintin. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m, they will start at Satyajit Ray Film Festival. A master storyteller, Ray belongs to the highest echelons of world cinema. Regarded as one of the greatest filmmakers of all time, he mastered the craft of storytelling through simple yet emotional narration. Pater Panchali, Ray's debut film, remains a landmark in its illustrious career. It is considered as one of the classics in neorealistic cinema. Satyajit Ray is also known for its contribution to art and Bengali literature. So on Sunday, this Sunday at 8 p.m, we will see Drama Music, The Music Room, which was made in Rindia in 1958. And from Savitri, Book 7, Canto 6, page 542, we read, although his ego claims the world for its use, man is a dynamo for the cosmic work. Nature does most in him, God the high rest. Only his soul's acceptance is his own. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.